From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There are some pointing the blame for an attack at an Afghan university across the border to Pakistan. 10 hours after it started Wednesday night, the attack in Kabul on the American University of Afghanistan was over. One professor, 7 students, 2 security guards, and 3 members of the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces were dead. A press release from the office of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced Thursday that initial investigations by the Afghan Security Agency, National Directorate of Security, have indicated the attack was organized and orchestrated from the other side of the Durand line. That's a reference to Pakistan. It further stated that Ghani had called Pakistan's army chief and asked for serious and practical measures against the terrorist organizing the attack. A couple hours later, the public relations wing of Pakistan's army issued a press release announcing the actions taken by Pakistan in response to President Ghani's call. According to that release, Afghan authorities shared 3 cell phone numbers allegedly in use during the attack with Pakistan. The numbers, according to the army, were from a network owned and operated by an Afghan company whose signals spilled over to border areas of Pakistan. Based on these 3 Afghan cell numbers provided by Afghan authorities, the Pakistan army carried out a combing operation in suspected areas closer to Pakistan's Afghan border to verify the presence of who they called miscreants, according to the press release. The outcome of that operation, according to the Pakistan Army, has been shared with Afghan authorities. This is VOA News. U.S.